It's 77 degrees and a little rainy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville's Pride Festival will be a little different this year. What was once a weekend of concerts is now a one-day event. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports that's because when corporate sponsors left last year, they didn't come back.
On a Friday night in June, community leaders from Metro Council members to the Nashville Pride Board are getting ready to perform for a drag fundraiser.
The name's Baby Aspartame because I'm obsessed with Diet Coke. I'm one of those really annoying Diet Coke people.
Baby Aspartame is the creation of Brandon Norfleet, a Nashville Pride Board member. He's new to drag, but not to Nashville Pride.
When I first moved here, I don't think we had a parade yet.
He says the event has grown every year.
Last year was the biggest turnout for a Pride parade ever.
Because Nashville Pride isn't just for Nashvillians.
A lot of people who can't find representation in their own cities, and so they come from all over the place to celebrate with us. So I'm glad we can do that for here and everywhere else.
But while Pride is no less popular with the community, it's become less popular with corporate sponsors. At the same time, Pride board member Brady Ruffin says costs are rising.
Entertainment costs, I mean, production costs, security costs. I think costs are general, big thorn in the sides.
Going into this Pride, Nashville was looking at $250,000 hole in its budget. The group turned to the community to fundraise, but didn't make its goal. And that campaign sparked a lot of conversation about what Pride should look like. Should it be more of a protest or more of a celebration, given the first Pride was an actual riot? Ruffin says it can and should be both.
I think that joy is not separate from protest, specifically. And for many people, joy is how we resist.
It is built by us, for us. That's what it's supposed to be. And if we want it to continue, we also do have to fund it.
That's queer archivist Sarah Calise.
And maybe less money does mean shifting. You're not going to get your big name musical acts like maybe we're used to. But I am hoping for maybe a Pride that does feel more local, feels more intimate, and feels more community-based.
And that community will be more important going forward. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN.